Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Atrazine has long been the gold standard for weed control in corn. But with rising weed resistance, coupled with environmental concerns, farmers are looking for alternatives to managing weeds in corn. On a recent SDSU Extension Crop Hour webinar, weed management specialist Eric Jones reviewed the herbicide known as metribuzin, which is most commonly used on soybeans. Jones reports metribuzin is labeled for corn at planting with some label restrictions.
We can't apply more than 8 fluid ounces or a half pint with this type of formulation, or a quarter pound of the active ingredient per growing season. We really need to watch the soils, right? We can't be applying it on something with a basic soil, so something with pH of 7 or greater. And then, you know, we don't want to use it on really coarse soils.
Field trials in 7 Corn Belt states put metribuzin to the test, evaluating crop injury, control of water hemp, and yield impacts using rates from 4 to 8 ounces. Jones reports crop injury was extremely low and yield results were strong at the 4 to 8 ounce rates. The biggest takeaway was water hemp control.
With our labeled metribuzin rates, water hemp control was greater than the common rates we use with atrazine. Metribuzin at that 4 to 8 fluid ounce rate, we were getting about 30 to 40% greater control.
Jones states using metribuzin in combination with another herbicide can have an even greater effect on weeds in corn. To learn more, visit extension.sdstate.edu and search 2026 Crop Hour Weed Control in Corn.